All right, in this unassuming cardboard box is something very cool. One of the very first shipping versions of the .NET Gadgeteer platform. Gadgeteer is a platform created by some of the folks within the Microsoft .NET framework team, or .NET micro framework team rather, to provide a hardware specification for doing really cool microelectronic prototyping things. So sort of a fast prototyping platform that's modular, lots of cool stuff in there. And this is, as you can see here, hopefully, if I can get it in focus, the Fez Spider Starter Kit. So one of the first available ones, and this just shipped this week. So let's open her up and see what we got here. Exciting. All right, open it up. Of course, oh, and it comes in a nice translucent green box. All right, so we got some good bubble wrap. My kids will appreciate that later. All right, so we've got this nice translucent green box. Open it up. We've got a tinycLR.com. That's for the .NET Micro Framework community. So you can go there and find out cool stuff and support URL. So we've got, this is the touch screen, I believe. So this is actually an LCD screen with touch support. That's going to be very cool to use. We have the, let's see, which one is this? So this is the Fez Spider 1.0 .NET Gadgeteer compatible. Which part is this? I guess this might be. Let's open it up and take a look. Ah, so this is the main board. So this is the Fez Spider board itself with all the various sockets for the modules. So the cool thing about this is the modular architecture. So I can plug in all of these various modules and make very cool stuff using only the components that I need. Put this back in a nice protective anti-static bag. We've got some ribbon cables, definitely necessary. We have, let's see, not sure which piece this is. Let's find out. So we've got, this would be our multicolor LED. Okay, so multicolor LED module with a ribbon cable and another ribbon cable here. So cool, we'll take a look at those later on. And of course, the beautiful thing here is that I can program all of this with the .NET Micro Framework. So all of my coding skills for .NET Framework kind of stand me in good stead for building .NET Micro Framework code. So we've got an extender module. I guess this allows me to have a bunch of pinouts that I can use for additional modules and such. We have, this is the joystick module. And I can take this out of the case, but this is just a standard joystick. That's cool. Of course, wouldn't be complete without USB. So I've got a mini USB cable. This one looks to be, what is this one? Button control or button module. I think there's a couple of those. Got another, let's see, oh, this is the USB module. So I can easily connect USB host devices or use a USB host device. Another button module. A network module or Ethernet. So I can connect to a network. Very cool. This would be, I think this may be a rotary module. Let's see. I have to take this one out to see. Going to be great on the audio, I'm sure. Camera module. So this is a camera module. Okay, so for applications needing access to a camera. So you can see there's lots of stuff that's built into the kit right from the get-go. Lots to get you started. And this guy looks to be SD card, I think. Take a look. Yes, there we go. SD card 1.2. How well that's focusing here, but the SD card module. Let's see, what's this guy? This looks like another multicolor LED module, I believe. I think there are two of those in the kit. And then last but not least, I'll read this one inside the foil. We have the power module. So, USB. Okay, so this is a part of the USB. Oh, I see. This is the USB client. So this is a mini USB and power here. So that's cool. So we got quite a few modules to work with. Got a nice protective case for them all. Put all these guys away. That is a take these away here. There we go. Snap it shut. So that is the unboxing of the GHI Electronics Fez Spider Kit, a .NET Gadgeteer compatible kit for doing microelectronics development and with the .NET Micro framework. Next step will be to connect it to a computer and start playing with the software. So I'll post more videos as I go along. Thanks. Bye.